T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Something like that, 10 or 11. Started out pretty good. Maybe leveled off a little bit. But is he about where you thought he'd be?
Yeah, maybe a little bit better. I'd say, like, you know, I don't know, movement conditioning-wise. It's clear how much it's going to help them, you know, with his power rebounding, with the spacing at the center spot, the skill, the passing. I mean, he's probably already got more assists than Kevon Looney this season. I mean, he's had 7 assist nights. And, that's just such a different skill set from the center. Where I think they need to hope he gets better is he's been really rusty on his, like, you know, isolation moves, you know, going to the rim. You know, and he's always been a below-the-rim player, but he just seems to be getting swallowed by bigger centers when he tries these moves. And I think they either need one or two things. Either he gets better, smoother, you know, more fluid on those moves, start scoring a bit more, or they just need to stop going to him. I mean, it's fine if he's just kind of more of a spacing center that, you know, does pick-and-roll type stuff and rebounds and kind of just gobbles up his points that way. They don't need to isolate him as much. But the problem is, I think he just wants, you know, he's used to getting so many touches per game that he's going to want them over the course of a game. But right now, that's just, like, not an efficient, you know, shot for the Warriors. So I think he was 5 of 15 in his last game, and then the game before that, like, 4 of 17. So that's the only, I'd say, concern as you enter the break with him.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station.
Anthony, now I know you got history with KD going back from covering him in OKC, and last week we heard him speak his mind, and he just wanted to play basketball. And just a couple of days after, you know, he's on, you know, all the morning shows, he's got his business venture, and he's letting the world inside, you know, what's going on with him. And I'm just curious, were you shocked to see that he made the rounds, you know, after that rant, or was that just pretty much par for the course, no big deal?
Pretty much par for the course, you know, because, like, he does have these thoughts about, you know, just let me play basketball when I come up here. He hates that how much we obsess about the drama of the game and the transaction, you know, obsession that we have. But then he has, like, this whole business team behind him that, you know, he probably didn't even know he was going doing the rounds a couple of days later. Cause
wow, okay.
He probably shouldn't have done that rant because it kind of made him look bad. It made him look a little hypocritical because it was like, hey, let's just talk basketball. Hey, let's go talk about all my business stuff a couple of days later on ESPN. But, you know, I mean, it's just he probably woke up that day and his business team's like, hey, we need you to do this and this because our shows that we taped this past summer is actually coming out this week. So it's just kind of the life of a megastar and all the little different things they have. And, you know, he can be very contradictory in his comments. And I guess the thing is, I like how open he's been over the years and how much he kind of is unfiltered compared to maybe some other stars around the league. But the thing is, he'll say something, and then 2 months later, he'll say something else that's completely contradictory. And that's the problem when you speak your mind so much and you change your mind so much.
Anthony, did Draymond Green acknowledge that he was upset that he wasn't an all-star this year? Did anybody ask him about that?
I remember talking to him in Denver before it was even announced. He's like, he was pretty realistic about it. He knew he probably shouldn't have been this year, you know, misses 16 games. And then remember how big a slump he was in his first couple months.
That's right.
You know, it was at that time when defenses were starting to lag off him so much, and that had become the story around the team when they were struggling. So I think he just knew it wasn't even really considered a snub this year. And I think he accepted it a long time ago. He started playing better about the month lead up, but he knew he wasn't going to be an all-star. And I think he had already planned a vacation way before the announcement. So he wasn't sitting there, you know, on pins and needles during the announcement, hoping he'd be on the team. I think he knew he wasn't.
Gotcha. Hey, Anthony, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
Anthony Slater.
That is kind of funny, Stein. He maybe no big deal, but KD probably didn't know. You know, his handlers, hey, man, you got to get up and do this. He probably had no idea he was doing it. But you could see where, you know, not saying it was hypocritical, but you could kind of see how some would come to that. Like, oh, thought you didn't want to talk. and he had no idea he's making the rounds.
Yeah, those guys have schedules a lot of times that they don't. You know, I think I'm sure Curry wakes up some mornings and he's like, "What do we have today? Well, you got to go over and do the foundation, and then you got to go speak at this school. All right, let's go do it. When's my ride coming?"
Wow, man.
Let's go to. Oh boy, I'm just gonna keep taking it. Just keep taking. Keep taking this clubbing like a baby seal. Sean in Oakland. What's up, Sean?
What's up, Matt?
Hey.
What's going on, you guys?
All right.
Hey, real quick. I used to play with both you guys at Club One City Center in Oakland. Matt, flat-out shooter. Daryl, baller. You know, but on Draymond Green, I think that, you know, at this time, he's kind of put himself in this position. I don't think that was a flagrant last night, but... You know, when you bark at the referees, you're going up and down the court complaining about almost every call. Sometimes it's, you know, it's time to shut up and play. So I think that he's kind of created this situation for himself.
Mm. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Sean. Appreciate it.
Said I was a baller. Cut that. Said you was a shooter. How do you know him?
When were you even playing over in Oakland?
Oh, man.
When?
During the Sprewell. From 95 to 2002. They changed the name over there now, too. It's I forgot to tell you his name. Yeah, man.
I don't remember.
Me yet. Handy, Donald Foyle.
A Donald.
What'd I say?
Yeah.
I put in work, Spidey. Mr. Jennings, Keith Jennings, his brothers.
Let's go to Charles in San Jose. What's up, Charles?
How you doing?
Hey, you know what, Charles? Hey, Charles, can I keep you on hold through the break? Because I won't be able to give you enough time right now.
You sure can.
Thank you. All right. We'll get back to your calls to lambaste me right now. Here's Anna. What's going on in the game, Anna?
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Matt Steinmetz, Darryl the Guru Johnson with you. We're talking about... Oh, God. Talking about Draymond Green.
And fairness.
Saying he doesn't get officiated like all the other players. Draymond Green saying that... well, let's just listen. Here's a short burst of Draymond.
Whatever. We got a lot of ball. I don't know. It's the Draymond rule.
The Draymond rule.
Day-day.
Not sure exactly what that is, but I think it is when Draymond plays the role of martyr. And then I have to play the role of martyr, sticking up for the refs, because I'm the only one. No, a guy texted and said, Steinmetz, how come you only read the ones that, only read the text that disagree with you? Because well, they're 90%.
Right, I was like 97 today.
But how about this one?
Where did that go? That guy said I was a baller.
As Warrior fans, this is embarrassing. You're all homers. It's not a personal issue. Draymond does this to himself. Stop screaming at every ref. He should have more tees, if anything.
Ooh. Well, that was kind of...
What?
Steinmetz, the Curry issue.
Steinmetz, thank you for being on this station. Only non-homer. You're the voice of reason. These are few and far between, everybody, though. Trust me. Oh.
That makes you feel well.
It's funny how it's always the ref's fault with a call against the Warriors, but any call against the other team, that's the right call. All right. There. I put some that I said there are a few people that agree with me.
And there are.
All right.
A lot that don't.
Let's go to Steven in Vallejo. Steven.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'm going to preface this by saying the Warriors do not get screwed by the refs. They don't. And Steiny, I actually don't think I've ever heard you go against the refs. And here's a movie reference for you, Guru. Hamburger Hill. Because Steiny, you're going to die on that hill today. It's going to be bad. But let me put some things in perspective with a few facts. Now, the Warriors are 22nd in the league in free throw attempts. Does that mean that the refs are screwing them? No, I don't think so. But it means that they're not getting as many free throws as other teams. And Steph Curry is 36th in the league in free throw attempts. not saying he gets screwed, but he definitely doesn't get the calls that other superstars.
You're not really giving me the rankings to justify that the Warriors don't get any calls, are you?
No.
So I don't know what you're doing.
I'm just putting it into perspective because you want to say that they don't, that every official refs every team the same, and that's just inaccurate. There's no way they can. And I'm not saying they got a personal agenda, but Kenny Maurer and Scott Foster do ref the Warriors differently than they ref the other team.
Oh, come on.
Now, fanboy,
you have to be kidding me.
Let me give you the Heat game. The Heat chucked up 43 three-pointers and shot a lot of mid-range shots. That's why they...
Guru, it's all you, man.
No, he's giving you numbers.
It's all you,
his stats.
I mean, they're not getting screwed.
Okay, all right.
They are.
It is ref differently. Draymond makes his own bed and has to sleep in it. That doesn't mean the refs don't officiate him differently than other people in the league.
Okay, well, then I'll do it this way. Thanks, Steve. Okay. Thanks, Steve.
And what Steve forgot is I'm specifically honing in on Curry. I'm not saying every Warrior player in a jersey. I'm saying Steph, the two-time, one unanimous MVP, does not get the respect from the whistle blowers as he should. I'm not saying every Warrior. I'm not doing that. And Draymond is 50-50 to me. There's Draymond rules, but in the book, they let you get away with a lot when it comes to a T because he would already be past the mark to where he'd get suspended. And to Dre's credit, we've seen this story before. Oh, he's one technical away, and guess what? He passes with flying colors, no suspension.
You know, here's the other thing about Draymond that I think he fouls so much that they don't call most of his fouls. He is like an original bad boy piston. They would foul you every possession. You can't call it every time. And so I do think, I actually think he does, he is one
he's
of the most.
He's a throwback.
Yeah, but, and he gets away with a lot, but he just can't.
Like if he heard somebody say that, I wonder what he would think. Like,
what?
I mean, it's a compliment. Your part, you foul a lot and they don't call it. That's what the bad boys did.
Exactly.
Got away with it.
Let's go to Jada. What's up, Jada?
What's going on with you, Stymus, man? I just want to say this. I mean, you kind of sound like a hater. You know what I'm saying? Just because, like, Steph Curry's the best player in the league. He does not at all get the calls that he should get. Draymond Green, yeah, he get away with a lot of, you know, with a lot of going back and forth with the refs. But I agree with Guru. If it's a foul, call it. If it's not a foul, if it's not a flagrant, don't call it. That wasn't a flagrant foul last night, and that's the reason why everything else after that, you know, corresponded the way that it did with, you know, Steve Kerr getting ejected. Steve Kerr was actually mad, too, from earlier in the game when Steph Curry shot a three, and they said it was a pass, but it was actually a shot. And then the next time down the court, Dame Lillard or whoever it was did the same thing. And then they called a
yeah. You know what?
Foul, so.
You know what? On that play, and thanks for the call, Jada. How about this? On that play, people are going to get mad at me for this.
What?
Curry wasn't strong enough to get the shot up. Dame Lillard was able to. He was able to fight through it because Dame Lillard was taking a 15-footer.
So you had no problem with that call.
I hate that call.
Yeah, it is.
I hate that call, whether it's Curry
it.
Or anybody.
Any Steiny, do away with it. Hey, I want to bring this up. From just listening to you today at 10, it's like baseball. The hitters come in different sizes, and the strike zones vary. But you're kind of using the baseball method on NBA players, and that's why I'm saying no, and the people are, a majority of them, a foul is a foul.
The people are majority of Warrior fans.
But in regard to Steph
Curry.
When have
I said a foul's not a foul? If Steph Curry wants to draw more fouls,
right.
He should try to draw more contact. Okay? That's what Harden does. Right? You try to seek out contact. That's what good offensive players do.
But if I go to the rack and I'm just trying to score the ball because I shouldn't be acting less.
So don't shy away from contact. When you shy away from contact, a lot of times then you don't get contact. Hence, that's what Steph Curry does a lot.
Dude, because he's bulked up and
like
he's gotten stronger.
Look at that play! Look at that play last night
and
where
Clay starting to do it,
where he had it in one hand.
All right.
It was one he threw high off the glass that missed, and somebody came and followed and dunked it in.
Okay,
it's like How's he going to get fouled on that?
And there was no foul.
There was no foul. Okay. He's taking basically a right-handed hook shot.
All right.
How's he going to get a foul there?
But I don't think that's the one that had Kerr upset.
Well, that's what he does. No, that's not. Oh.
Yeah.
Dr. Hustle, what's up?
What's going on, fellas? Let me tell you something, Simon. I don't do it often, but I agree with you 100%, man. Look, I played whole life. I played a game a lot like Harden. I look for contact. But, you know, Steph goes to the bucket, he finesses, and he does do some other things. Listen, Warriors fans, this is the main thing. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing everybody. Why does every time somebody say something against the Warriors, you think they're hating on the Warriors? Listen, don't worry about what Charles Barkley says. Don't worry about what the Tracy McGrady's of the world say. We're not getting cited by the refs. Listen, we're on a great run here. 4 championships is going to be in 5 years. That's half a decade. We're about to win 60 games again. Enjoy the process. Dude, I'm the kind of guy who's like Steve Pablo. I like to sit back, relax, and enjoy myself. I'm just enjoying the Warriors game. That's wrapped up in what KD's going to do in the offseason. Live in the here and now. Warriors are 22nd in free throws. Guess what? We blow out a lot of teams. There ain't the end of the games where they're fouling Steph Curry and we're getting those cheap free throws. We're an outside shooting team, a finesse team, and that's not a bad thing. We're the best team in the league. Enjoy it. You want to go back to the Bimbo Coles days? I don't think so, Dr. Hustle. I'm out.
You know what? Half these fans don't even know who Bimbo Coles was. Thanks for the call, Dr. Hustle. Thanks for the call, Bimbo Coles.
These people out here in the Yoon, Bimbo.
They don't know who Bimbo Coles is.
Yeah, he had some work, him and John Sally being.
Here's the other thing. It's not the official's job to make sure that one team shoots the same amount of foul shots as the other. Some teams foul more than other teams.
Yeah, I don't even want a ledger. The ledger is at the score table. Just call what you see. And you know what? I got a new name for Steph and not getting fouled. Since we say the Jordan and Draymond rules, the unspoken rules.
What is that?
Where they don't call it a foul. Yeah.
Let's go to Jeff in Richmond. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, fellas? Steiny, I got to agree with you.
Oh.
You know, Draymond's rule, you know, basically what he's saying is he gets called because of his reputation. And that's exactly right. Every human being makes decisions based off someone's reputations or previous actions. It happens in sports. It happens in life, period. You watch Tom Glavine growing up playing pitcher. He painted that outside corner about an inch and a half off the plate and got the call every time because his reputation was he was an outside zone pitcher.
Right.
It happens in football. Vontaze Burfict, he gets anywhere near the head, he's getting a personal foul. It don't matter if his elbow actually touches him. He's getting a penalty. That's Draymond. Draymond's got a loud mouth. He makes his flagrant fouls, and when it's close, it's not going Draymond's way. And the same goes for Steph. The guy's 6 foot, 150 pounds. If it doesn't look like he's making a shot because he's not strong enough to get through the foul, he's not getting the call, period. Thanks, guys.
All right. It's Jeff in Richmond.
Wow. And I just talked about when Steph's driving to the rack, a lot of people are bringing it to my attention that, you know, what he's going through when he's off the ball. I was like, well,
Stop it.
Yeah, I'm going to look. Yeah, I'll focus in on that second half.
The same people that are complaining about you can't play defense anymore. There's no physicality. Right. It's you can't touch guys. Well, now all of a sudden Curry's getting mugged off the ball. Well, are they mugging Curry or can you not play defense? I mean, wait, come on, people, come on, Warrior fans, come on,
but
come on, Warrior fans.
You will admit you've seen Steph get better. Clay's starting to do it now, but Steph has gotten better at going to the rack. Remember, he was just all outside.
That's great.
Yeah, okay, I know. Yeah, I don't know about the conversation, but
he's gotten better going to the rack.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
That's great.
Finish it.
Shoots more threes now than ever. Richard in Dublin. Hey. Hello.
How's it going, fellas?
Great.
Come on now. Come on, Richard. Let's go.
All right. So, that flagrant foul, come on. That was a stupid call.
Bad call. That was a bad call.
The Warriors are an elite team. Everybody's going to be coming after us. There's no reason to cry about it, complain. So what? If they want to keep coming at us, let them keep coming at us. Just keep playing ball, keep playing smart, and dig through it. No whining. If Curry wouldn't have popped off, yeah, that was cool. Costed us some extra shots against us. Brought the lead that they had, doubled it. without that, yeah, we could have still had a shot to come back. 4 minutes left. Come on. We could have done it.
But I know.
We let the head get the best of them, and we lost that one.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I thought they were still in the ball game too. From the 510, you can say what you want, but these refs are mediocre. They have bad calls on both sides. Okay, that's about where I come down on it. And my other point is, okay, these refs are mediocre, but they're the best refs they got. It's not like there's a pool of 50 refs
walking
the earth that are better than the pro refs. I mean, if you want to say the officiating in the NBA is not good, that's fine. I won't even argue with that. But if you're going to say the refereeing in the NBA is not only bad, but they cheat, I mean, that's where you're going to lose.
How long have you heard this about Steph, what I'm trying to break
in? I've heard it about everybody, every player.
Hmm.
Not every player, but, you know, you hear it periodically.
There's noise getting louder for Steph, though. And to his credit, he won't.
No, it isn't.
I don't think he spoke into a microphone saying.
Because he knows.
Because he knows.
He knows. So does the organization. Why haven't they put together a tape and sent it to the league?
Well, Myers and Lacob should put a tape together.
But they haven't.
No.
But they didn't.
No, this ain't about to the league. Sit everybody down, including the coach, like this can't happen when the playoffs come. And I'm sure Steve won't lose it like that. But it was a spectacle, Stoddy. I didn't like it. Portland won the game on that 8-point play.
Yeah, I mean, look, was it 25 free throws for the Blazers, 16 free throws for the Warriors, question mark. I know. Sunday, okay. Hey, 650, I don't know if you know this. Sunday, the Warriors shot 26 foul shots and the Heat shot 8. Sometimes that happens in basketball, FYI. Let's go to Coach P in Fremont. Coach P, start to settle down a little bit.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Thursday, what's happening, man? Yeah, I mean, First off, yeah, there is a Draymond rule, but, you know, you got to get over it. Just roll with it. I mean, this stuff happens even in the youth, in AAA and CYO, when you're up by 15, 20, and all of a sudden, you know, the refs are helping the other team. My main thing, and first of all, that was no flagrant. That was no flagrant last night, and that kind of killed the game. Take out Warrior fans, Blazer fans. Take that all out. Let's say you're in Minnesota watching that game. And all of a sudden that happens, it kind of killed the whole mode of the game. The game was going back and forth. It did not need to be called. I understand maybe if the Warriors were up by 10 or something like that. But at the end of the day, you know, if it's a foul, it's a foul. If it's not a foul, it's not a foul. I mean, and that's what kills me about sometimes these refs. And on the making contact thing, I really don't like that. I know some people, that's their game. That's how they, you know, that's how they kind of, you know, provide for their team. But you're relying on a whistle. And let's just say the ref's like, nah, I'm not going to give it to you today. Then your whole game's out the window. So, I mean, that's just one thing I don't like. But, you know, overall, hey, 16-2 going into the All-Star break. We can't be that mad, you know. Let's go, Oakland. Go, Jeff.
All right, it's Coach P. That's Coach P. I'll reset it. Warriors got beat last night, 129-107. Four technical fouls for the Warriors last night. Kerr ejected. Draymond Green said he's officiated differently. Do you agree with Draymond Green that he's officiated differently? I'm not sure I do. I'm not sure I do.
Wow. So you're not a definite no.
I'm a no. Okay.
Okay, right.
All right, I'm no. He's not, like, he's not referee. Like no, it. He's not referee right. Differently. If you want me to be more
specific.
Yeah. Let's go to Paul in San Jose. Hey, Paul, what's going on?
Good. How are you guys?
Going well, man. Thank you.
Good. I want to know why the Warriors, last year and the year before, they won two back-to-back championships, and all of a sudden they get rid of all their players. To me, instead of DeMarcus Cousins, I'd rather have JaVale McGee. He's more...
I could have used you yesterday.
Now, can I...
What happened?
That's not a cutoff.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's gone.
Yes. Every time something like that happens, a few people are telling you.
Yeah. Yeah. You put the disclaimer. They know. Come on. You're feeling good, Stoney. You got 4 hours. They ain't even halftime yet.
Any of these clowns ever thought about how hard it is to be an NBA official, says the 415? I guarantee not one of these people can even ref a CYO game.
How about this from the 240? Read the book, Personal Foul. And you might change your mind about the refs cheating. That must be about Donnie.
Yeah.
take the legal rescind that?
They might. Yeah, they might.
But if it ain't happened by now.
But they ain't rescinding the technical.
Oh, that's what I'm talking. Okay, well, you're right.
No,
the flagrant.
They might rescind the flagrant.
But if it hadn't happened now, I don't think they're going to do it.
I don't know.
I always thought it'd come early.
You know, the other thing is, with that foul, like, okay, did I think it was a flagrant? No, not really.
I was like,
but we all knew Draymond was going to foul that guy.
That's what
second before it happened, didn't we? Come on now.
You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with it.
I love it.
I don't have a problem with it. And it's the kind of foul where you're upset and you're just saying, you know what? I'm getting my money's worth here.
All right.
And he did it, and it looked a little awkward. So once he put himself in that spot, you know,
that's a Maurice Lucas. That's an enforcer. That's what Dre is. And what about Clay?
What about him?
Dre loved it. I've never seen Clay that demonstrative towards any. Clay didn't like. What was that dude saying? They got to have a history.
It's not what he's saying.
It is what.
Come on. It's the way he looks. Let's face it.
Clay went Tupac Machiavelli on him.
Listen, that's something where I could.
We want to hear it,
if I'm Curry and or Clay Thompson, and I got Zach Collins in my ear. That's going to be a tough one for me, too. That's going to be a tough one to bite
Clay
the bullet.
Let it go.
I
my son said, Daddy, Clay is hot. I said, you don't seem hot. Yeah.
Let's go to.
Clay was hot.
Lionel in San Jose. What's up, Lionel?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning. That game yesterday, man, it was a hell of a game. Very chippy from the get. You know, it looked, you know, very competitive. I definitely do think that the referees do ref Draymond differently, but I think a lot of that is his own doing, man. You see Draymond game in and game out. He's on the refs, chirping at him. So, hey, if you're like in the collection league of referees, believe me, there's a lot of talk over Draymond Green and, you know, these Warriors just walking with a certain swag. You're not always going to get the calls, man. So I just think in those games, you just got to play through it, man. All right, fellas. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Got to play through it. A couple things I want to get into.
Jarepko got shoved.
By who?
Oh, please. But just. Come on. Yeah. I thought Jarepko was going to go George Brett out the dugout when he back. I was like, here we go.
One thing I want to talk about, too, after we get off the refs, is MVP. We'll give away some midseason awards.
I'm excited. I got mine.
How about the elbow Nurkic hit Draymond with?
Now, that hasn't Which been one? Talked about.
Oh, on the drive?
Yeah.
The 7-foot uncoordinated Nurkic? He couldn't do something intentional like that if his life depended on
well,
it.
Well, there you go. Because that's what I really thought Dre set him off, maybe.
I thought Dre got mad at Layman for taking the charge, to tell you the truth. Yeah, gotcha. Let's go to Nikki. Hey, Nikki, what's up?
Hey.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you.
First, a few things I want to talk about. Draymond does not get officiated any differently. His reputation precedes him. And in that situation in the game, granted, okay, we all know it probably wasn't a flagrant foul. But with referees, I feel like it's a control thing. They're starting to feel like the game is getting out of control.
That's
They want to prevent things from happening before it can get out of their control. So did they call a flagrant foul on that? Most likely. But that's because of all the chippiness that was starting to happen in the game thus far. I don't think it's a Draymond, whatever.
Yeah.
In terms of Steph Curry not getting calls, that's crap. Come on, guys. Steph Curry benefits probably the most from this freedom of movement call that they've made this year because of his shooting ability. He is not as strong of a driving player as like a Harden or a Westbrook, but also he doesn't need to be. He's surrounded by other great players, other great shooters, so he's not ball dominating and trying to get to the lane. If anything, I'd say that on his shots, maybe from three or those deep threes, because he shoots so quickly, he's not getting the calls on his ability to come down, and he falls a lot on threes. But also it could just be, you know, NBA players flop a lot. That's all I have to say, guys. Happy Valentine's
Day. Hey, Nikki, don't be a stranger. Let me ask you this. Did you get a Valentine today?
Yeah.
Did you get a Valentine today?
Oh, I work with kids, so I get Valentine's.
Oh, there you go. All right, have a good day.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nikki. Yeah, appreciate the call. We got 510 saying hang up on her.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
She knows.
You are something else.
Nikki
man.
Knows.
You're right.
I mean, she knows.
Right.
Smart.
The unspoken
woman.
Rules. I might pitch that.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't.
Let
just
me break
don't
it down
it.
For you.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening.
The Jordan rules, which we talked about. Okay. The Pistons, they fouled them.
Okay.
All right. That's how they tried to stop them.
Okay.
The rest let it happen. Now we got introduced to us this morning the Draymond rules because he's officiated different.
Okay.
And since I'm clamoring and the Bay Area with me that Steph gets no calls, the rules are unspoken.
What are those rules that
the
are unspoken?
The fouls that are not called.
That's too much of a stretch. Nobody's going to be able to put that
I
together.
I felt like Jay-Z, Steiny.
888-957-9570. You're going to switch it up after the break.
I'm ready.
Hey, who's the Warriors MVP this year? If you had to give an MVP to a Warrior player, who would you give it to? And then who's the NBA MVP? I know who I think it is.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Stein, Metz, Al, the Guru Johnson with you. We're going to be with you till 2 today. I was going to say, it's good news. Good news is we're going to be with you till 2. The bad news is we're going to be with you till 2.
So that's starting to come out. Dude, we Californians, we panic when the water comes down.
Let's go to Beverly in Berkeley. Hey, Beverly.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I just have to make a comment on this whole thing about the Draymond situation and him being targeted. I think it's completely true. I think we have seen LeBron James during the playoff games do stuff that was absolutely out of control. He's like a bull in a china closet, knocking people over as he goes. The refs never call anything on him. And I have to say, I know he's on a committee at the NBA, so maybe he's got more clout off the court than we think he does. But he gets away with a lot. Draymond got labeled when he and LeBron got into it. And ever since then, and yes, Draymond has a lot of mouth, but a lot of players have a lot of mouth. And there was a lot of trash talking going on that court last night. Anytime Mr. Wonderful, beautiful Klay Thompson, who's the most calm, if you want to call him Buddha-like guy, he is so chilled out. He's so chilled out. For him to start talking trash and to go at it, there was a lot going on that court. And for Draymond to get labeled with such a serious foul, you know there's some stuff going on between him and those refs. They don't like him. He's got mouth. They're looking for him to be the bad guy on the court, and they need to chill out and step back and be more professional and call the shots the way they are and step back and be man up and say,
"What about?
You know what, I called it that foul, but that was wrong."
What about Draymond? Does Draymond have to man up?
No, the ref has to man up. Draymond needs to learn. He needs to have his mom or whoever is woman on the sideline saying, "Baby, chill out." But bottom line is the refs need to be professionals and know that everybody's doing something on that court, and you don't label someone with a serious foul just because he got labeled with that before.
What about my assessment on Curry getting knocked to the ground and not getting fouled?
Well, Curry is always getting knocked around. I mean, LeBron did stuff to Curry during the playoffs, and nobody called any of it. And in fact, if you remember correctly, Curry got called with a foul. LeBron does stuff. Other players knock him over like he's a rag doll. And a lot of that stuff gets looked the other way. And so the other guys on the court, because he's smaller, his bros on the court, they want to take care of business for him and with him. So they're stepping up in his behalf. But he gets knocked around like a rag doll. And they don't call it.
Mm. Thank you.
Well, don't be a stranger.
Yeah, Draymond,
she emptied the clip.
Yeah, Beverly, like a lot of Warrior fans, Draymond getting targeted and Curry can't get a call. What that she just said it in a nicer way. And here's a question that I have, and this is, I'll even answer this probably yes. Steiny, if that hard Draymond foul was made by LeBron or Kawhi, I guarantee you it wouldn't have been a flagrant.
Well,
it probably wouldn't have been.
Okay, why is that?
Because he's got a history.
Oh. The Draymond rule.
He has a history. No. If you look at the NBA and their guidelines, when it comes to enforcing stuff, they look at a person's track record. They just do.
And that's why he got suspended in the finals.
Exactly. But it's also, if you look at some of the way the penalties are worded, it will also say that you take into consideration other stuff that's gone on. Like, honestly, Draymond Green, when he gets his seventh point or whatever it was against LeBron James, I mean, I don't
Can't we wait till the next year game opening night? Yeah, you guys sit out.
Why? Just to mollify the biggest problem in the league, Draymond Green? Come on, man. Come on.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like what?
When he got suspended in the finals, even if he was deserving. Don't change up to the mojo of the finals. Let these men be winning.
Draymond shouldn't have messed up the mojo of that finals. He cost the Warriors a title. Let's go to Greg in San Francisco. What's up, Greg?
Hey, thanks, guys, as usual. Yeah, I don't think the Warriors get a good job by the refs. One thing, though, I'd like to see is that intentional foul. That was an intentional foul by Green. Just give the team two shots in the ball. I don't like when a guy drives and he gets hacked, you know, even roped around the neck a little bit. That's not even a flagrant sometimes, you know, or hard shoulder. That should be an intentional foul, you know. May not be a flagrant, but, you know, you want to stop Harden and cut him off at the point of attack, you know, and then he's not going to be able to drive so much. And one problem I do have with refs is when two players create contact, you know, both create at the same time, let it go. You just let them keep playing. The refs seem obligated to always call that on the defense. So I don't think the Warriors get job, but, you know, that's my point of view, and enjoy listening to your show, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Who's worse, Rasheed Wallace or Draymond Green right now?
Draymond.
Because no, nobody's worse than
because
him.
Rasheed knows, at least. Like, Rasheed knows he got everything he deserved. Like, Rasheed Wallace, you know, it's one of those.
What?
Hey, Sheed knew he was a problem.
I mean, he was a big, come on, stop. He would stop games. Somebody didn't like my emptying the clip.
There's a couple good ones on here. It's called a magazine guru, not a clip, that one. Oh, let me tell you.
It's a mess. Yeah.
See, this is what this is the part that this is why I'm telling you Curry doesn't get screwed by the refs.
We can't wait.
How many Hawks games have you seen?
A bunch.
Let me tell you, can't get a call. It's Trae Young. Trae Young can't get a call. You want to see a guy get ragdolled?
But why don't you use the Curry?
And he's the golden
unspoken
boy.
Rules with
he's
him.
The golden boy.
Oh, he's not that
Trae
strong.
Young's the
he's
golden
not big.
Boy.
He doesn't go to the rack like Harden.
That's right.
Or why don't you use that same
well, because
Curry
Hawks
assessment?
Fans, Hawks fans aren't complaining.
Oh, well,
like Warrior fans are complaining.
Look at you.
How about that? Who's the Warriors MVP, Guru? I think it's, pretty obvious, right?
Yeah. I'm being serious now. We took some time with these. On my ballot, it's Steph Curry. And let me just explain. He's the leading scorer of the team. He is the real heart and soul of the team in regard to the connection with the fans when I'm in that arena on a nightly basis. He is the guy that when he was missing, two players went at each other's throats. It was a spectacle. So I take all that into my vote. And Steph Curry right now is the face of this franchise, and he is the leading three-point shooter on the Golden State Warriors in regard to 3 points made, five a game. Steph Curry's my MVP.
It's Kevin Durant. Hasn't missed a game. I hear you with face of the franchise. No one's ever gonna make Curry not the face of the franchise.
Hadn't gotten in a dust up with a player, but I know it's your ballot. Go ahead.
He's always going to be the face of the franchise, but what did he miss, 11 games, something like that? I just think Durant's been consistent all year long. I thought Curry was real good at the beginning. I'm sorry, Curry was great at the beginning, then he got hurt. He's been pretty good since. Clay wasn't good in the beginning. Now he's gotten hot.
KD had that stretch after the fight where we thought, you know,
three games.
Yeah, it was.
About three games.
About 12 quarters.
So I'm taking Durant as the Warriors MVP rather than Curry. I think it's close, though.
No, it's super close.
But how about this? And this is where I think we're gonna. You know, what's funny is 510 says, "How about Clay for MVP?"
Okay.
You know, it's not that far out of the. I got a question for you.
You got some votes.
I got a question for you guys. for you, Guru, and
because I was looking behind me like, who else?
Is Draymond really a better defender than Klay Thompson? And has he defended better than Klay Thompson this year? Because we saw that Draymond's still hoping to win that Defensive Player of the Year award. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Draymond. I'm trying to instead say, are we overlooking Klay Thompson? I mean,
that's a phenomenal question.
I just don't.
I got a phenomenal answer.
Here's what, if you're considering Draymond Green for Defensive Player of the Year, all I'm saying is, don't you have to at least consider Klay Thompson for the same award?
No doubt. But year in, year out, he never makes all NBA defensive
teams.
Why? But I'm going to tell you the difference, and let me answer your question. Draymond's going up against dragons. Klay, most nights, is going up against dragons, but they're not bigger than Dre's guy is that he's guarding. Dre's not a Gobert. He's not a, you know, so he's got to climb up a hill on a nightly basis, and he does it, and he never complains. My point is, he's using everything in the tank. I'm not saying Klay's not, but from a physical standpoint, Klay's in the game more so on a nightly basis when he's going up against the other team's best player, Steiny, and it's still a difficult job. So I'm giving Dre the lead in regard to the Warriors Defensive Player of the Year, because he's got to go to a dark place, because from a natural physical standpoint, he's losing every night, but he don't get his ass beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, from the 707, Draymond, because Draymond can cover more positions. He is more versatile.
And he's...
Klay can guard 1-2s and 3s. I mean, Klay's a better on-ball defender, but Green is far superior team defender.
And Klay guards Steph, man, too. Klay's guarding two men on a lot of nights.
Let's go to Bob in San Francisco. Hey, Bob.
Hey, I'm going to agree with you, Steiny. Any ref that makes a call on any Bay Area team is the wrong call, all right? Anyway, I think that Durant is probably the MVP. But I'm still upset that Steph Curry was overlooked for the finals last year.
Right.
I really felt he won that. And then I was really glad that Coach Curry went ballistic last night. I want a coach doing that for my team, you know? And that's all I got.
Yeah, no, it seemed like the players like that. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Who the boys have come? We got to get out of here, don't we? It's 12 o'clock.
I look at it. That was a good one, Stanley.
It's 12 o'clock. I sub.
Look at you.
I'm giving the coach the fist right now.
You need
now.
The buzzer.
If you don't know what the fist is, it means you're tired. You want to come out of the game. All right, we got one. So we could just pretend we're starting the show.
That's
right
it.
Now.
Ready? I'm ready. You know, people listening to see if they can hear fatigue.
Matt Stein, Matt's Daryl, the Guru Johnson, going to be with you for the next 2 hours. We're sitting in for Bonte and Greg Papa, and then Damon Bruce will be along an hour earlier today at 2 o'clock. He'll be with Ray Ratto.
Wait for that.
We're talking about who the Warriors' MVP is.
We should put it on the poll.
I got a couple questions. Who's the Warriors' MVP? And then why is Draymond a better defender than Klay? If that's what you believe, because it seems like that's what everybody believes. I just don't think Klay gets the recognition he deserves. All right, let's go to, let me just throw some things out at you. You got a top five league MVP?
You ready?
Yeah, I have a feeling. I know you're going to have the same guy.
Number five, I'm going to start at five.
Okay.
Embiid.
Okay.
From the Philadelphia 76ers. Number four, although he's missed some games, I'm going with Kawhi Leonard because the Toronto Raptors are doing what they were supposed to do with the addition of him. And number three, I'm going to shock you. He's in OKC, and his last name is not Westbrook. It's Paul George. I'm watching him on a nightly basis. He is in a zone. Lakers could have had him, but that's another story. Number two, Giannis. You know, I just take him for granted, but Milwaukee's a factor. And, you know, if you like to gamble, I don't. They're handling their business on a nightly basis. And number one, Lone Star State, the Beard, James Harden. And the reason James Harden is the MVP is there's Harden hate. Those are the Harden rules. Harden hate. He's done it without Chris Paul, and he's done it without his what's my big center for him? Come on, Capella. And what he's doing, nobody hasn't done since Wilt Chamberlain. And if that's not your forte, you don't like to watch a guy dribble, I don't give a damn. I've been in the hood. I've been everywhere. Private schools. I've seen gifted scores. Nobody can do what James Harden is doing on a basketball court. And for that, the MVP race is over. And James is number one for me. KD and
James
Steph
Harden.
Almost. James Harden.
Right. I thought LeBron.
Oh
first.
Yeah, no, he didn't even make it.
All right, so you got Harden, Giannis, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and Embiid.
I like it.
All right, here's who I got.
All right, I got my pen.
Well, yeah, let me just be honest. You have no Warriors on here.
Yeah, and it was what you said eventually would happen. They would kind of wash each other out. And to be fair to both of them, I didn't have them in the top five.
Gotcha. All right, here's who I got.
All right,
five.
Okay,
Kawhi Leonard.
All right, I had him four. All right.
For Paul George.
What I had, wow, okay. BG. That's a big deal for him, right? Go ahead. I'm going
to
name him.
I think for Paul George to be considered that team's MVP over Westbrook's pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Number three would be Nikola Jokic.
I didn't have him in.
I got Jokic three. I got Denver Jokic three.
There. All right, somebody text
number
that
two, team. James Harden. And number one, Giannis. And here's why.
Tell me. I'm all ears,
the
man.
Milwaukee Bucks have the best record in the NBA. And not only that, they have the biggest point differential in the league. They're beating teams by an average of 10 points per game. I got to go with Giannis at this point. And I get it. He's still not even, he's scratching the surface. You better believe it. But man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.